Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney, Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Well, we're going to open up our Bibles this morning. And if you have your Bibles, if you could please turn your iPhone on or turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 4. I've been preaching so much from the Old Testament lately. I've decided today we're preaching from the New Testament. And so we're turning to Mark, chapter 4, verse 35. And last week we preached, I thought it was a real moment in our church where we spoke about prayer. But today I actually want to talk to you about your authority in Christ. And the title of my sermon today is called Mega Calm. That'll make sense later. Mega Calm. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Who's ready to receive something from the Lord today? Mark 4, verse 35 says, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, that is, to his disciples, let us cross over to where the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern. Where was Jesus? Asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was great calm. We pick up a story where Jesus has been ministering all day. It gets to a place in the day, a time in the day where he's exhausted and he says to his disciples, we need to go to the other side. The other side is a new sphere, a new place of influence, needs that need to be met on the other side, a new context of ministry. We see that Jesus calls his disciples to journey with him to this place. For many people this morning, we are on a journey. In fact, every single believer, you are on a journey to the other side. Your other side is a new place of influence. For you, it's a growth in your business, an advancement in your career. Perhaps it's something to do with your health, where you are believing that on the other side, you will see God do something miraculous on the other side. The other side for some people this morning could represent a family member who needs the love of God. There are people that are here this morning and your other side is getting through a season of emotional pain and turmoil. But the fact is that we are all journeying to the other side. I remember not long ago being in Thailand. In fact, I was in Thailand this week ministering, but a number of years ago, when I was in Thailand, they took me to what was called the Golden Triangle. The Golden Triangle is essentially where you can reach out and touch Myanmar. And then on the other side is Laos while standing in Thailand. And literally within eyesight, within your a few short kilometers, you can be a part or observe three nations just within reach. And here are these disciples standing on one side of the Sea of Galilee, a 13-kilometer journey, and Jesus calls them to go to the other side. But we see that in the journey of going to the other side, the disciples encounter something that they were not expecting. And here we pick up a story of the curriculum of Jesus and what he will allow when we go on this journey as we are voyaging to the other side. The Passion Translation tells us that it was dark when they were journeying to the other side. And it says in Mark chapter 4, verse 37, but soon a fierce storm came up. Look at what it says. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. This is no ordinary storm. In fact, the word that's used when the scripture speaks to us about this great storm is the word, the Greek word megas, where we get the English word mega from. So this is not an ordinary storm, this is a mega storm. It's a fierce storm. It's a storm where seasoned fishermen thought that their lives were about to come to an end. For me, I would say that if there was ever a storm that I thought my life was going to come to an end, was on an aeroplane. I was flying from Perth to Singapore, and as we were getting close to Singapore, one of those tropical thunderstorms decided to make itself known. And there I was on the plane, lightning all around me, and sometimes I can get a little bit nervous when I fly. I'm better these days. But I'm telling you, it was on for young and old. It was days like that that I said to myself, thank the Lord, I'm on Qantas. Can I have a good amen? And let's just say the lady behind me, she was not quoting Psalm 23 at that time. I was in a storm as I was journeying to the other side. Now watch this. Jonah was in a storm because of his disobedience. The disciples, they were in a storm because of their obedience. Now, because you might be going through a storm does not mean that God has forsaken you. It's in the storm that there are lessons in our journey that the Holy Spirit is wanting to attach and build into our lives, because we see angles or perspectives of God's heart that you would not see any other way without the storm. Now, you can choose to stay on this side, that's your choice, and not go to the other side. But remembering on the other side was a man possessed with the demons called Legion, in other words, needy, broken humanity. There are people on the other side who need you. They need your call, they need your anointing, they need your gift mix. Now, watch this. The Bible says that when this man was set free, that Jesus sent him to preach to Decapolis. The word Decapolis means 10 cities. There is influence on the other side, which is a multiplication of 10 if we are willing to go to the other side. But I've discovered in going to the other side, there seems to be a storm or two along the way. Who knows what I'm talking about this morning? So let me give you three things that God is wanting to add to our lives as we journey to the other side. Number one, Jesus did not promise an easy trip. How many of you know that to be true? But what he did promise us is that he too be with us. It says in Mark chapter 4, verse 35, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, watch this, let us go to the other. He didn't say it to the disciples, you go to the other side. So here's my point this morning. If you are on a journey to the other side, you need to know that God is with you today. Even though you might be in a storm, even though the waves are beating into the boat, even though there's a great windstorm, you need to know today that the Lord is with you today. And in fact, in Isaiah 43, verse 2, it says this, when you go through the deep waters, come on, I know I'm prophesying to some people today, when you go through the deep waters, look at what it says, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. Come on, this is a promise from God's word today that his name is Emmanuel, He is God with us. Let us go to the other side. You're getting something out of this morning. We're going to park at number three, but this is good as well. Number two, we must not surrender to the stress, but remain calm. Don't surrender to the stress. When you're going on this journey of the other side, I'm telling you, there's going to be some stresses. But your goal is remain calm. Let's look at Jesus. Mark chapter 4, verse 38. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. I mean, Jesus, we are in a storm and you are having a good old nap. And their response is, they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people, when I travel, when I'm on an aeroplane, I find it almost impossible to sleep. Anyone like that this morning? I've traveled with Lloyd Thomas and Andrew Hanna, and you can be on the runway getting ready to take off, and they are out cold. In fact, Andrew Hanna is next level sleeping, but we won't go there. We'll keep that between him and I. But let's just say I'm a good friend. Amen. There's a storm raging on, and Jesus is asleep on a pillow. And the disciples, what comes out of their heart is, they say, "Jesus, we know that you're in the boat, but don't you care that we are perishing?" And what we get to see today, church, is a sneak preview into the thought life of the disciples when they are going through a storm, remembering that James chapter 1, verse 2 says, "My brothers, count it all joy when you go through a trial," not if you go through a trial, assuming that we all go through trials. So this scripture, this passage is here today to show us how to respond when you go through a storm. And we see in the lives of the disciples, watch this, they believed that the power of the storm was greater than the presence of Jesus. They believed that the power of the storm was greater than the presence of Jesus. Now, here's how we have to learn to work with the Lord when we go through a storm. Everybody here knows, deep down in our heart, God is with us. What they didn't like was that Jesus was there, but he was having a good old snooze. He was sleeping. In other words, what we are observing is manifest presence versus he's there, but where is he? And we think that God is only working when there is manifest presence. But in a storm, you have to recognize that even though there is not a manifest presence of God, the truth is, he's still with you, even though you may not sense him. And if we can learn to cooperate with his leadings, we recognize that even though I don't sense his presence, I know he's there, and his presence is far greater than the storm. So watch this. The disciples, they chose to assume control of the situation. How many of you know when you go through a storm, I've got to assume control? All the control freaks said this morning, amen. How do I now control the storm? Now, we got to recognize that we are not called as believers to control. What we are called to is to be responsible. There's a difference between control freaks, control, and responsibility. Control is to assume power over. Responsibility, or responsible, two compound words, responsible. I am able to respond in a certain way. It's the difference between control and responsibility. So my responsibility is, I can't control the situation, but what I am in charge of is my response to the situation, which is Christ-like, in word, in thought, in action, and in attitude. Can you say amen? Because the longer the disciples assume control of the situation, where was Jesus? Resting. But when they cast their care on him and release control to him, he cared for everything, and watch this, they could rest. In a storm, stay calm. Be in the position of rest. You may not sense manifest presence. You may not get the goosebumps in the communion. And I love all that. I think it's fantastic. You may be singing the songs, but it's like, it just feels real empty, Lord. Jesus, you're asleep. It's okay. Take on the position of rest. Because when you work, he rests. And when you choose rest, he will work on your behalf. And so we sit back as believers and we say to the Lord, Lord, I'm in a storm, but I choose to trust in you. You are up to something great. Can you say amen? Number three, if he can still the storms of nature, he can calm the storm of a troubled heart. Come on. If he can still the storms of nature, he can calm the storm of a troubled heart. Now watch this. Watch how Jesus deals with the storm. You're going through a storm. You're going through a trial. Wind and waves, seen forces, unseen forces. The Lord is on your side. And he rises up today to speak to that situation if we are willing to step back and rest and say, over to you, Jesus. Now watch what happens. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Then he arose. Come on, that's a word for someone this morning. Then he arose. And look at what he does. Firstly, what does Jesus do? Come on, church, I know it's toasty in here today, but don't fall asleep on me. Then he rebuked. Now watch this. Three things happen in this, when Jesus takes authority over this storm. First thing he does is he rebukes. The word rebuke that's used there, the Greek translation literally means to order. Therefore, something is in disorder, Jesus brings it into order. And so Jesus rebukes and he says to the storm, you must come into order. Because how many of you know when you're going through a storm, there is disorder? And all of you who love routine know that when there's disorder and you are a routine person, that's like someone really hitting you hard. And Jesus says, I speak order into this situation because the scripture says that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Amen. He speaks order to the situation. Now watch this. Verse 39 again of Mark chapter 4. Not only does he bring order. Come on, this is a promise from God to you today that he's going to bring order to what you're going through. And he said to the sea, peace. Now, this is not peace, shalom peace. That's a different kind of peace. The word peace that's used here in the Greek, stay with me, means to be silent. So he speaks to the storm. And he says, come into order and now be silent. Amen. Come on, church. He says, be silent. Why does he say be silent? Well, the next part of the verse reveals it to us. He says, peace and watch this, be still. Now, the word still that's used there, the Greek word, is the word muzzle. What is the purpose of a muzzle? The purpose of a muzzle is a guard that covers an animal's mouth to what? Stop it from biting. And so Jesus says to the storm, come into order, be silent, and now you are muzzled. And the purpose of a muzzle is to go what? Over a mouth. The question is, church, whose mouth? And it shows us that as we're journeying to the other side, that the scriptures are very clear that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. But he arose to speak a word over his people this morning. And he says over you this morning and over your situation, peace be still. Now, the Greek of that verse literally reads like this. Watch this. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Jesus rebuked, ordered the wind and said to the waves, be silent, be muzzled, and remain so. It's the same Greek word that's used earlier in Mark chapter 1, verse 25, when Jesus rebukes an evil spirit and says, come out of him. It's a mirrored response. In other words, Jesus recognized the force behind the ferocious storm, and Jesus dispossessed it of its power, and he muzzled it by his sovereign word of authority. Some of you need a sovereign word of authority over your situation. You will not defeat this in the natural. This is not something that you can beat by wisdom, talent, skill, or ability. This is something that needs to be dispossessed in Jesus' mighty name. Now watch what happens. Jesus rebukes the wind. Come on, church, you're getting something out of it this morning. He rebukes the wind and the waves. And look at what it says later in verse 39. The wind ceased. And then it says, and there was, Greek word for great, mega. There was mega calm. Mega calm. In other words, what we're observing is that when God speaks a word of peace into your situation, the truth is, church, is that where there is a ferocious storm of wind and waves, and there's a calming, how many of you know that the waters should remain agitated for a period of time? 5 hours? A day? I'm not sure. But when God speaks a word of peace over your situation, there is great mega calm in the situation. It's a supernatural, miraculous peace that the Message paraphrase puts it like this. The wind ran out of breath, and the sea became smooth as glass. That's the promise of God's word for his people today. That in our storms, in our situations, that there is miraculous peace, supernatural peace available to the people of God. Psalm 89 verse 8 says, O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea. When the waves rise, look at what it says, you still them. Come on, some of you are going through a storm this morning, an uncontrollable situation. But this is what God is asking of you this morning. I want you to notice this morning, who was it that rose and spoke over the situation? Jesus himself. He was the one who said to that storm, peace, be still. And he loves you so much. He cares for you so much that sometimes, I know I'm speaking to people this morning, when you've lost your fight, you need to know that you have a God on your side who's speaking over you this morning. Peace, be still. Have you ever lost your fight? Have you ever got to a place in your life where you've faithfully been obedient to the will of God and you've walked it out? You're not Jonah running from the will of God. You are the disciple walking in the will of God, but you've just lost your fight. I want to declare to you today a gracious and a good God who's speaking over you today. And as we come and as we worship Him in that position of rest, He says, peace, be still. Miraculous peace over your situation. Supernatural peace. Peace. Be still. One commentator said this: a skilled teacher can calm a rowdy class. A mother can calm a restless child. A president can calm a nation with skill and ability. But it is only the Lord who can speak a word. Peace, be still. Some of us are so restless this morning. One more wave and this boat's going down. One more giant wave and Lord, I don't know if I can keep going. The Lord speaks a word over you today and He says, peace, be still. And He speaks to that storm on your behalf. Now, I love our authority in Christ. I love that we can rise up with authority and we can speak to the storm. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. But sometimes you can be in a situation where you just don't know what to do and you've lost your strength. You've lost your joy and you need the Lord to speak a word over you. Peace. Be still. I don't want us in our church and in our Christianity to be the kind of church that when we are really down, when we are really running on empty, that it's a sign of weakness. I don't want us to be the kind of church where it's like, okay, you need to rise in your authority. I love it. I'm all for it. But sometimes you need the Lord to stand on your behalf and say, peace. Be still. Peace. Come on, musos and singers. Peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Peace in that family situation. Peace over your daughter. Peace over your son. Peace over your husband. Peace over your workplace. Peace. Be still. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day and we hope to see you again soon.